Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. In a new Cochrane review in April 2013, Sabina Cicciariello from the Royal Melbourne Hospital in Australia and her colleagues examined the effects of multimedia educational interventions to inform consumers about medications. Here is Sabina to tell us what they found.
It is vital that patients receive accurate, evidence-based education about their medications so that they can make informed decisions about taking them and do so safely. For information to be useful to patients, it needs to be presented in a format that they can understand. Currently, education about medications is predominantly delivered verbally by health professionals, and this is sometimes supplemented with written materials. However, these formats have limitations. Studies have shown that 40 to 80% of information given verbally to patients by health professionals is immediately forgotten, and about half of what is remembered incorrectly. Many of the leaflets providing written information about medications are written at literacy levels well above those of the general population. Multimedia programs provide an alternative in which different formats are combined, including text, still graphics, animation, video and audio. This may overcome some of the limitations of traditional methods of education delivery. Our review set out to find out if this was the case for multimedia patient education interventions about prescribed and over-the-counter medications. We identified 24 studies that met our entry criteria, and these had recruited more than 8,000 participants. The main finding was that multimedia education was more effective and improving knowledge and skill acquisition than no education or education provided by health professionals as part of usual clinical practice. Our results also suggest that multimedia education was at least as effective at improving these outcomes as written educational materials or formal educational interventions delivered by health professionals. However, this finding was based on a small number of studies, some of which were of low quality. We found that multimedia education did not improve compliance with medications, and we weren't able to examine the effect of the interventions on other outcomes, including patient satisfaction, self-efficacy, and health outcomes, because there were too few studies from which to draw conclusions. Our findings are in keeping with other reviews that have shown that education alone is ineffective at improving medication compliance. Although our review provides some evidence for the effectiveness of multimedia patient education, our conclusions are limited by a number of factors, and it is clear that further, high-quality research is required in this area. In order to overcome the difficulties we encountered, future studies should provide detailed information about multimedia and comparison educational interventions to allow an assessment of their content and quality. Further research is required to identify a core set of outcomes that should be measured when evaluating education about medications. This would make it easier for future research to use consistent, reliable, and validated outcome measures so that comparisons can be made between studies.
You can find the current version of Sabina's review and watch for updates that will include new studies when available at thecochranelibrary.com.